Attorney General Bill Barr as early as the start of next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The NBA wants to lower its draft age. The USA Today is reporting the league has formally proposed changing the draft-eligible age from 19 to 18. The Players Association is expected to review the proposal at its post-All-Star break meeting on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
On December 22, 2017, President Trump signed the Tax Cuts and Job Act. As people continue to prepare their taxes to meet the April 15th deadline, I had a chance to sit down and chat with Paul Schwartz. He's a CPA with Hoffman & Company. He tells you what the main things are you need to know moving forward.
It appears that approximately 70% of all taxpayers will pay less tax. I mean, keeping politics aside, that's what the initial indications are. People will get some nice benefits who have young children, as the child tax credit has been increased from $1,000 to $2,000, and that's for children under the age of 17. And the biggest thing this year under the new plan is what's called qualified business income deduction. It's very complicated to explain in a short interview, but basically, people who have businesses, or at least most types of businesses, will in effect get a 20% break on the taxability of their income. There will be some negative things, like the loss of some real estate taxes and the loss of personal exemptions. But the positive thing is that the tax tables, the tax brackets, have decreased in just about all the brackets. So that's a very positive thing as well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.